here with head coach Justin Stuckey of the men's and women's tennis teams, taking a look at the season so far as the Tigers are 9-4 both on the men's and women's sides here at this juncture in the season. And coach, really a lot of excitement surrounding this program right now, because first of all, your men's team has nearly doubled its win total from last year. Your women's team is nearly at the mark that they had last year as well. Talk a little bit about the excitement. I know you weren't here last year, but the players were, so they obviously have to feel a little bit excited about where they are this year.
It's a lot of excitement going on for both teams, both programs this year. They've all put in the work. They've practiced 6 days a week. They've worked hard in the off season. They've done all the training. So in some ways, they kind of expected some of these results. But I can tell you that even myself didn't expect some of the outcomes that they've had so far. But I'm very pleased with what's going on, and I'm looking forward to the conference seasons that's upcoming. So.
You take a look at the spring break trip, because it was a special trip for you guys. Combined, the men's team and the women's team went 11-0 down there. And really, there weren't too many even competitive matches. You guys were just blowing people out left and right. Talk about how those matches really parlayed into a lot of confidence for you guys, because it was really some unparalleled success down there.
Right, and I think we had a lot of team meetings and whatnot after every single match, and what we talked about the most was continuing our success every time we stepped out onto the court. The guys and the girls both found out what it takes to be at your best every single time you step out on the court. That was what was important to me, is that they understood that every time you step out there that you need to have your best effort. And they just kept continuing that success, where they were playing against Division II schools like West Liberty for the women, or Baldwin Wallace for the women, who was Division III and were used to winning their conference the past 2 or 3 years. So it was a lot of great win and a lot of confidence that was shown on both sides. So it was great.
Talk about some of the individuals who've really stepped up. First of all, the guys who you knew were going to be good coming in. Have they maybe even exceeded your expectations, some of the players, especially some of the senior leaders on this team?
Yeah, for sure. Even on the women's side, for sure. Starting out with Alex Cummings, who's been stepping at the 5/6 position. She's shown a lot of improvements. I mean, she came in and she showed that she had some of the tools that were needed to be successful, and she stepped in and has, I think, only lost maybe one or two matches at the sixth position. Also, there's been some leadership for sure from our sophomore captain, Jane Miley, on the women's side. She's shown a lot of continued success. I mean, she's won and been very consistent at the number two position. And then you mix that in with all the freshmen who are coming here and trying to start something fresh with this program. It's just a great thing to see and witness on the women's side. On the men's side, you have Bobby Fisher, who's a sophomore. You also have Brad Seymour, who's a senior, and Craig Lodds, who's a junior. And they all show their leadership in different ways. But when it comes time to step on the court, it's always great to see that the game plan is always the same, which is to go out there and represent Wittenberg University to the fullest and try to get the victory. So it's great to see on both sides.
Talk about some of maybe the surprises, maybe a player who has really stepped up their game, has improved in a lot of different facets, and has really impressed you out on the court.
For sure, I'll say on the women's side, Jackie Stevens. She came in and she only told, you know, kind of made it know that she only wanted to play singles on the women's side. But for the most part, she is a phenomenal doubles player. She's only going to go further. And also mixed in with Maggie Stewart, who's also another freshman. They both have came in and given a lot of enthusiasm and shown a lot of improvements throughout the season. So I'm very impressed with how they're playing so far. On the men's side, we have a couple of freshmen by the name of Stefan Ants, where he's shown a lot of success, and he's making strides at the number three position. Also, Brad Seymour, he's a senior, but he's still coming along and showing that he still has a lot to prove and a lot more to go as far as when the season comes on, as far as when we go into the conference season. So I'm very impressed with all four of those players so far this season.
Now, coming from success individually yourself, talk a little bit about maybe parlaying that into success here, because as we talked about in the outset, this is a program that had sort of been near the bottom rung of the NCAC. This year, expectations are now becoming more and more, and really the sky's the limit in some ways.
Right, we're trying to definitely take that one day at a time. I mean, both teams understand that we're trying to create a legacy, and we're trying to do something that is not just going to be for this year, but for years to come. And both teams have definitely grasped onto that idea. And like I said, it's really amazing to see, because they all understand, and they're creating their own legacy within themselves and for this program so far. So it's really great to see.
The men were picked 6th in the North Coast Athletic Conference before the season. The women picked 5th. And obviously, there's a lot of very good teams in the North Coast Athletic Conference. You saw one earlier on this week when Denison came to visit. Kenyon is expected to be one of the favorites as well in both the men's and women's sides. Talk about the NCAC matches and how each one has its own particular importance for you.
Well, one thing I can definitely say is that in no match can you just expect to win it. And that's something that I think was so important and vital when we went on spring break, because in every single match, you had to be at your best. But for every single match in our conference, with Wooster, with Ohio Wesleyan, with Earlham, with Wabash, with Allegheny, with Denison and Kenyon, you have to be on your best. And that's why I say that the spring break trip was so important, because they learned that they had to be at their best at all times. And that can only carry over when it comes time for conference, because they know now that they're going to get everybody's best shot. Nobody will look around at the corner and say, okay, Wittenberg's okay out. They're going to get their best shot from every opponent that they face. So it's going to be a tough schedule, but we look forward to doing well when we come to face those schools.
Now, being a first-year head coach, you've understand now that you've set the bar awfully high for yourself. And talk a little bit about, really, have you exceeded your own expectations coming in, or is this something that you really expected of yourself coming in?
In some ways, I think that it's kind of been put that I expected some success, but at the same time, you can never prepare to win every match or to go have streaks of 8-0 or 9-0. You can only play who's in front of you. So in my mind, I felt that we trained hard, we practiced hard, that anything was possible. And that's what I presented to both teams, that if you guys do the work, then anything is possible. So in my mind, if they were to go out there and do the work, then I knew that this was possible. And in some ways, they still have a lot more to prove. But the expectations that I have for this program are to go towards the top of the national level. So we're still reaching my goals as far as where we're at for this level right now. So
the indoor season, or I guess you would call it the midseason training over the course of the winter. You guys got fortunate a little bit. The weather has been fairly nice. You've had opportunities to get out maybe a little bit earlier than you expected. Talk about the kind of work that these guys put in over the off season, or the middle stretch of the season, I guess I should say, and then really getting out as soon as you could, as soon as the weather turned a little bit nice, and getting out here on the courts.
Well, we did a lot of work in the off season. We did a lot of lifting. We did a lot of indoor court time, 4 or 5 days a week, and we really put in the work to work on the fundamentals. And then obviously, when you have a facility like we have here at Wittenberg, when we have 12 courts, we have all these ball machines, and we have strength, we have everything in our advantage, you know, to get us better, that, you know, it's only a matter of time. And everybody took advantage and worked hard. Everybody came out even on their own. Sometimes they held just captain's practices. They put in the work of what it takes to do well in this conference. So I mean, the work was done. I was very pleased with the off season. We did a lot of work to get ourselves ready for this conference season and the stretch that we have coming up.
And having such great support from an assistant coach has been a key factor in that as well.
Right, Coach Brown. He definitely is. He provides his wisdom. He's been here for, I want to say, 10 plus years, and he can always, you know, make sure that people are aware of you know, what we're trying to achieve, and it's always good to have that. So he's doing well.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. The men's team will be in action this weekend. 3 matches in 2 days out at Wabash, Calvin, then back here for Capital, then the women here as well on Sunday for Capital. A lot of excitement, and hopefully we'll see some good crowds out to watch you guys play.
Oh, for sure. Go Tigers.
That's head coach Justin Stuckey of the men's and women's tennis team here on the Tiger Sports Network.